Welcome back to the McAdoo Studios. Kyle Bailey, still joined by Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com. Follow him on Twitter at ChrisColemanTSL. You remarked there during the break that Virginia Tech, as much as we don't on this show, or I know you don't on Tech Sideline, celebrate the firing of people,
right,
that Virginia Tech probably picked a pretty good year to make a move at the top of men's basketball last season, just considering all the schools that are currently seeking head coaches today.
I just got a text from a friend of mine who pointed this out. He said Tennessee, DePaul, Alabama, Arizona State, and St. John's are all looking for coaches right now.
Yeah.
And Virginia Tech was pretty much the first team to fire their coach last year, so they were the first team up in the coaching carousel.
Mm-hmm.
And they got Buzz Williams. If they had given J.J. another year, which, let's be honest, probably would not have worked out, we'd be looking for a coach right now, or last week or whatever. And those are the teams we'd be up against.
Yeah.
And it'd be harder to hire a coach. We were technically up against Tennessee last year, but their coach didn't leave until after they got knocked out of the NCAA tournament, and we had already hired Buzz before the Tennessee job even came open.
Yeah.
So we beat everybody to the punch last year. I think it would be tougher this year. It would be tougher. There's more competition out there.
Well, and you and I were talking about this. Donnie Tindall at Tennessee, who was out after a year, because there's some NCAA stuff on the horizon here. We'd heard about it, the Chris Clark stuff, when he flipped from Tennessee to Virginia Tech back several months ago. We'd really first started hearing about his troubles at Southern Miss and the NCAA investigation. But I feel for Tennessee fans on one hand, because that stinks.
Yeah.
That really stinks. The trouble they've had with head coaches.
Oh, man.
Not just basketball, but of course football. But specifically basketball, it's rough. And Donnie Tindall was a guy that you and I both agreed last year during that search. You said before Buzz, it was apparent that Buzz was a possibility. Donnie Tindall would have been a great option.
I think he would have been a great option too, or at least I thought so at the time.
At the time, right.
Apparently not. You just never truly know.
Yeah.
You never know what's going on behind the scenes. That's why it's kind of scary. It is what it is, man. Virginia Tech has been put on probation in basketball before.
Yeah.
It happened in the 80s. It can happen to anybody. It just depends on who your coach is. Sometimes it depends on who your coach is. Sometimes it's just ingrained into the booster aspect of a school's culture. Sometimes you set them up with fake African American studies classes and give them all A's.
I don't know who did that differently.
Yeah, who did that?
I don't recall that story.
Yeah. Yeah. It's done differently at different schools, but it's scary, man. You'd never really know what you're getting when you hire a coach.
Yeah.
You never truly know.
No kidding. And then, of course, do you find it at all fascinating? I know I do. I know Bobby Hurley is one of the big names in the history of college basketball, period, but I know he did a good job at Buffalo, but just the attention that he's getting, and I guess DePaul wants him pretty badly, and I don't know. It just kind of feels like there's a lot of really early attention on Bobby Hurley that maybe he hasn't earned as much yet.
Yeah,
I don't know.
2 years at Buffalo, and he's obviously done a good job.
Clearly, yeah.
But, I think part of that, if his name wasn't Bobby Hurley and he wasn't a famous point guard from Duke, would you know who Buffalo's coach was? You'd see that they made the tournament this year.
Some people would know it for the first time this year. Most people would know it for the first time this year.
Right. Yeah. And I'm not saying he's not a good coach, because he probably is. He needs to hold out and wait for the right job, though. He doesn't just need to jump at some offer like DePaul.
Yeah.
He needs to wait and hold out. But the problem is, if you wait and hold out, what if your next couple of years aren't quite as good, and then that offer never comes?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a tricky situation for a coach.
No doubt. Hey, I'll just ask you tonight, last night's Sweet 16 games. Well, first of all, Kentucky just obliterated West Virginia.
Good.
Which I know you were a fan of.
I don't like Kentucky, but I'm a fan of them when they play West Virginia.
I hear you. And I came on, I guess it was Monday. After the West Virginia and Maryland were the late game Sunday night, and it was an exciting game, and for a lot of reasons, Melo Trimble got hurt, and West Virginia was just all over the place, and everybody's saying, man, this style is going to really frustrate Kentucky, and the Harrison Twins don't want to see this, and I just came in here Monday, and I was like, for you West Virginia fans saying you're going to beat Kentucky, stop it, because no, you're not. just stop saying that, because you're not. I was here 2 days ago, and I said, look, it all just depends on how the game's officiated. If they're blowing a lot of whistles, that's bad for West Virginia. They're so deficient down low, and honestly, they're just not a good offensive team. You know, they should have been up by 20 in the second half against Maryland on Sunday, but because they're just so deficient offensively, they couldn't do it. And so that, you know, if you're not scoring against Kentucky, if you too many empty possessions, you're getting blown out.
Oh, you're going to get blown out.
Yeah.
You're going to get completely blown out. I mean, they could have had a good offensive showing for them last night and still lost by 20.
Yeah.
That's just Kentucky's loaded, and when West Virginia mouthed off about them,
yep.
Then that game was over before it even started. I don't know how you talk trash about a bunch of lottery picks.
I know. I said the same thing. Look, it was one thing for Daxter Miles Jr. to say, hey, we're going to win the game.
Sure, because
you're supposed to think that, right? But then to say that, you know, that the Kentucky guys don't play hard, you know, that's the, when you start saying that kind of stuff, then you start venturing into the realm of, okay, you're waking up a bunch of future NBA lottery picks that now have extreme motivation to humiliate
and
you.
And the thing is, he didn't say anything incorrect, because I don't think Kentucky does play hard all the time.
No, they get anybody bored sometimes.
Anybody that played them a single-digit game this year out of the SEC, I can legitimately say that Kentucky probably didn't give their best effort that night.
Yeah.
They're just toying with – I never know when they're playing
and
when they're not.
The word boredom comes to mind.
Yeah. Last night, though, they had a cause last night because somebody called them out. And I think last night was the best game they'll play all season. They might win the national championship, but last night will be the best game they've played all season because somebody pissed them off.
It's exactly what happened. So you had that. Arizona moves on. Did you fill out brackets? How's your bracket?
Oh, yeah, I filled out brackets, and mine was done after the very first game of the tournament because I had Iowa State losing to Kentucky in the national championship
game. Did you really?
I did, yeah.
So after the
very first game, my bracket was done.
That is fantastic.
And, of course, it was Robert Brown who puked all over my bracket.
Oh, you know? Yeah, he did. He did. Robert Brown, too. Yeah, he destroyed your bracket single-handedly. Mine's actually still in really good shape.
Is it?
Really good shape. I'm waiting for the rug to get pulled out. You know what I mean? But right now, it's still in pretty good shape. But last night's games were good. You know, Arizona, Wisconsin, I think, still the best team in the country. People say, well, what about Kentucky? I think Kentucky's the most talented team in the country.
Sure.
I think Wisconsin's the best basketball team in the country.
I agree. I agree with that. I think Bo Ryan's a brilliant coach.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look, he was at a Division III school for 15 years. 1984 to 1999. He had an 82% winning percentage.
Yeah, he did.
And finally, Wisconsin-Milwaukee gave him a chance for a couple of years, and then Wisconsin hired him. I mean, he's just one of those guys who's just a pure basketball coach. You watch them play each year. I'm not sure that there's a better coach basketball team anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
And I know Mike Krzyzewski still coaches. I know there are some really good coaches out there. From a pure X's and O's standpoint, I'm not sure there's a better coach than Bo Ryan.
No, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. And I think Wisconsin is that daggone good. Now, this next matchup with Arizona is going to be tough. I think they can beat Arizona. I think they will beat Arizona. That's what at least I have picked anyway. But I'm a big, huge, huge fan of Bo Ryan and what he's done there. And then just quickly, just given the way they played in the first two rounds, was there anybody that was supremely confident Notre Dame was going to do what they did last night? I thought for sure they were going to lose.
I didn't necessarily think they were going to lose. Notre Dame is kind of weird. Remember when they beat Duke, then they lost to Duke by 30, but then they beat Duke again in the ACC tournament. I will say that they're the best team I saw play in person this year.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
But did you see Duke play?
Yeah.
You were there and you thought Notre Dame was
better?
I think
Notre Dame's better because Duke only has five players. Duke doesn't have a bench.
Well, yeah.
You know, they don't really bring in anybody off the bench who can score. The third Plumlee guy.
He dunks a lot.
He can, you know, he's a big, tough guy. But, you know, he's going to give up basketball early to join the Marine Corps, right?
Yeah, the Army.
Something like that, yeah. And so it's just, I think Notre Dame plays better defense than Duke, and I think they have more players who can score.
Yeah.
I think they're a better team than Duke, in my opinion. They impress me more with their combination of size and their ability from the outside. And they obviously don't have as much lottery talent as Duke has. But I think they have more depth. I think they can go 10 deep. Duke doesn't even have 10 scholarship players.
Yeah. Well, by the way, the lines makers put Duke on upset alert tonight against Utah. And I think they should be. I think Utah's good enough to beat them. Obviously, during the Sweet 16.
Right, yeah. I mean, it all comes down to guard play against Duke. You got to get penetration and beat their guards off the dribble, which obviously that's Jalen Hudson's game.
Yeah, Duke's got to show up defensively tonight or they'll find themselves in trouble.
Right? Oh, yeah.
There's no question about that. Then just quickly, NC State, Louisville, you got a winner there?
Oh, man. I really like NC State as far as their talent goes. I think their backcourt is about as good as anybody's backcourt. They got a lot of size and toughness in the front court. I actually think from top to bottom. I mean, Louisville will have the best player on the court in Harrell, but I think overall I'm not so sure NC State doesn't have more talent, but I also think Louisville's much better coached than NC State.
Yeah.
I don't think I think he's got good players. I think he's a solid coach, but he's got really good players. I am going to pick NC State, though. I'm picking NC State to win the game.
Wow. All right. Well, you're taking the Wolfpack. I'm going to stick with the Cardinals just because I'll take the postseason head coaching experience
over
Mark Godfrey, as you alluded to a second ago. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get back on track. And one more segment with Chris Coleman. We'll talk some spring football. Keep it locked. The Super Sports 101.7.